The Slideshow, Season 20, Episode 48. That's right. Reminds me of Rod Beck back in the day. That was a guy right there, bro. He was a fucking San Francisco Giants player. You know, I grew up, I'll make references to the San Francisco Giants here and there, but not anymore. I mean, I think it's pretty cool that their new coach, you know, I mean, all sports is woke sports. That's what people need to understand. We've come to that conclusion that all sports is woke sports. And, you know, there was a moment there where, you know, the establishment got a hold of corporations and brands, and, you know, people are going to live life the way they see fit. And, I just think that, you know, like we talked about on the last show, is, you know, with the Planet Fitness thing, you know, we posted the thing, and, you know, there was a lot of things that came up with the Planet Fitness thing. But, you know, you can't, here's the deal, bro. Here's the deal. All right. It's like people get pissed off things in the Republican and Democrat world. All right. It's like, if you want to be like in delusion, if you want to be like, okay, so here's the problem with a lot of people on the political right. All right. So political right is bought and paid by Israel. 100%. You know, all the politicians, Republicans, you know, Mike Johnson, we got Ted Cruz, we got Trump, we got, you know, DeSantis, you know, all these people are bought and paid by Israel. Israel is in control of every agenda that conservatives oppose. So when you see that Audrey Hale, who was the girl who thought she was a boy, killed all those people in Nashville, and then, you know, you see all this rhetoric, anti-white rhetoric, anti-Christian rhetoric, that is from Jewish people. That is from Zionists. All right? Now, if you say that, in a public space, you will be called anti-Semitic, because these are the same people that come up with the word racism, homophobic, you know. You can't call out things that you hate in society without calling the root of it. Is it Democrats that are in charge of the DEI? No. No. It's actually not. See, that these are things that are on the surface level. People are like, oh, that's Democrats. It's actually Israel, bro. It's actually the Zionists. It's actually the people that are running these companies that hate white people. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, there's one group of people that hate white people the most in society. Not Mexicans, not blacks, not Asians. The one group of people that hate white people in society are Jews. You know, but see what it is too many people are controlled by the Republican narrative. People are controlled by Republican, like, social circles, and they don't want to call the shit out. There's only facts, okay? There's only facts. Facts are facts. Is there more than two genders? No. There's only, these things are absolute. People want to talk about, oh, Democrats are doing this, or they want to get mad at Joe Biden. But when it's really coming down to it, when we look at the demonic shit that pops off in the music business, when we look at the demonic shit that pops off in the movie business, when we look at the demonic shit that is allowed in schools, when we look at the demonic shit that is allowed in all those things, it's all Jews. And then, you know, these things are too, like, much for people. These things are too much. See, these things are way too much for people to grasp. See, Republicans, or should I say conservatives, should I say right-leaning people, will not be able to expose corruption, will not get to the truth of things, if you're in the mind frame that it's just Democrats. You're not. Okay? So is the more you put it off to the side, because it's being pushed to the side on every topic. Anytime the LGBTQ stuff comes up, who's funding the LGBTQ movement? Who's funding Drag Queen Story Hour? Who's funding the fucking, all of that stuff? Democrats are funding it, bro. That's Democrats.
it's Democrats, bro. They're fucking, that's who's doing it. It's the Democrats.
That's a surface level take, bro. I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah, Democrats are behind it, but I'll tell you who's funding it is Jews. You can't expect to get to any type of truth until you take that road. That's why I say, you know, that's why we say America has a Jewish problem. It does. Because you look at any powerful structure in America, you know, and, you know, now there's this guy from the Daily Wire. Okay, the Candace Owens, they got rid of her. She was calling out Jewish supremacy. She was calling out the movie business. She was calling out Rabbi Shmuley, who did some weirdo shit over the weekend. Now the Daily Wire has this guy, whatever his name is, gets on the Daily Wire over the weekend. It says, if you say Christ is king. Okay, so this is great. This is great because there's a lot of people who consider themselves Christians who are saying, oh, we need to stand with Israel because in the Bible it says they're God's chosen people and they're like just the greatest people in the world and I am so fucking tied to this Israel. Okay, there's the Daily Wire guy gets on there who's supposed to be a Christian. He's a former Jew. He's not even a real Christian. And he says, oh, yeah, if you say Christ is king, it is a anti-Semitic dog whistle. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, so the people who are in the Christian right, people who are, you know, on this whole Israel shit, and those of you that have Israel flags in your bio, those of you that said we need to stand with Israel, they're our biggest ally, those of you that are standing with the Republican Party's overall stance to fund Jewish people, these fucking demonic fucking people in society, you know, those of you that are doing all that, okay, you have someone who's telling you that, don't say Christ is king. Don't. That's anti-Semitic. There will be no uncovering of corruption. There will be no uncovering the truth. There will be none of that until you realize the people, there's one group of people who are pushing for this shit. That's it, bro. That's it, you know, and you know, the more you guys want to close your eyes, see, this is the way the conservative right deals with Israel, is it's like they see it, right? You know who's involved in the anti-white rhetoric. Do you people even know? You know who's involved in the LGBTQ stuff. You know who's involved in the open borders policy. You understand why there's a, erasure of white people in society. You understand why there's gun control. You understand why there's all these things, right? Most people, surface level Republicans, oh, well, that's Democrats, bro. That's Democrats. No, it's actually Jews. I'm just letting you know. You know, and I have no problem saying that. I don't give a fuck if conservative people want to unfollow because I'm giving them information and I'm giving them stances and takes that go against their little fucking mind. But you know what? Whatever. Those of you that understand, get it. And those of you that don't and you're still fucking following, we've lost some people along the way. We say rest in peace to those people that are no longer following us because they were a bunch of normie faggots. We understand that. And I'm not here to fucking talk to normie faggots. I'm here to offer commentary to people who fucking get it. Not fucking people that want to go along with Israel fucking first bullshit. Slideshow season 20, episode 48. We are off to a great start today, bro. Monday. Can't trust that day. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, this is what we're talking about, bro. This is what it is. And, you know, I just really hope that people, like, you know, like, just realize what the fuck is going on. But, you know, I mean, you know, the thing about indoctrination is it's hard to break. It's not easy to break away from it. I mean, you had people from fucking years being indoctrinated on the West Coast, you know, California. You know, people have been indoctrinated, bro. People have been indoctrinated. And you have to be a free thinker. You know, you cannot call yourself a free thinker if you're believing the Israel lies. All right? That's it. I don't give a fuck what your little anti-Semitic little fucking like shit is or what. You know, no. Candace Owens called out Jewish supremacy and they got rid of her. Daily Wire, Glenn Beck, all of them, Prager U, all these fucking people are fucking, they're paid, bro. They're paid. You got to follow the money too. Yeah, you 100% got to follow the money because, you know, all these motherfuckers are paid, bro. Prager U and, you know, I mean, there needs to be like accountability, bro. There needs to be like real conservative accountability to the people who continue to spread this bullshit. And you know what? I really don't got no time to play identity politics with Jewish right-wingers because they're the fucking problem too. You know, you got Dave Rubin, who is like one of these DeSantis voters, and he's like one of these gay, you know, another gay conservative. Oh, that makes so much sense to me. He's a faggot conservative. That makes so much sense to me. He says, I can no longer be friends with Candace Owens. Yeah, exactly. You know what? And you know what? It's crazy to me because, you know, when we talk about free speech and we talk about Candace Owens, you know, Candace Owens getting removed from the Daily Wire is not surprising. It's not surprising. No, it's not surprising that Ben Shapiro, I mean, this guy is a fucking loser, bro. Look, you can't, like, this is all, like, you got to understand conservative values, bro. You can't, you know, Ben Shapiro is a huge contradiction to America First. You know, I mean, he recently said, you know, he's going to back President Trump, you know, in the election. You know, he's going to back him after he had, you know, basically said he was going to back the other guy, DeSantis. You know, these people aren't down for America, bro. These people aren't down for America. When Elon Musk went and did his humiliation ritual in Israel recently, yeah, Ben Shapiro was there. Ben Shapiro was there. All right. These people are really about a foreign land. And, you know, we talk about like, I mean, really, it's real simple to me, bro. These things to me, they're just so simple. It's so simple. You follow the money, bro. Which is why you can't really trust politicians. Which is why all these politicians are fucking on some bullshit, bro. Yeah. You know, Kevin Kiley is a California congressman out of Rockland, California. You know, during the pandemic, you know, he got real big and notable because of the things he said about Gavin Newsom. And there he is. He is aligned with the establishment, the rhinos of the Republican Party. When we look at the $1.2 trillion omnibus that fucking passed last week or whatever the fuck it was, Kevin Kiley is just another bullshit ass fucking excuse for a Republican. I mean, he's funding, bro, look in that $1.2 trillion thing and then go back to Kevin Kiley and you'd be like, yeah, damn, bro, we done fucked up. And that's how it works, bro. It is a normie idea to think that any politician is going to make any change. It's, bro, the corrupt fucking shit is so deep that I don't really care about politicians. People talk about, oh, this person over here and this person, oh, this person. There ain't one fucking Republican politician that's gonna fucking do anything great. I don't give a fuck who you think, who you like, who you follow, what they say. Not one. See, what it is these politicians that they'll get on the fucking they'll get on social media and they'll say something that people agree with and they'll be like, yo, we got a fucking that's our guy and he would never go, bro. Fuck them all, bro. Fuck them all. Slideshow season 20, episode 48. How we doing, bro? We came in here swinging on people. Yeah, It doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter if people don't like what I say because, you know, as far as like Republicans and conservatives, and it don't matter to me. It don't matter because my whole thing is like the people who fuck with me are gonna fuck with me. Those you don't can get the fuck out. You know what I mean? You get the fuck out, bro. You know, 100%. Drank a lot of coffee today, bro. I'm wide awake. Monday. How's everybody living, bro? It's a gloomy day out here in the Bay Area right now. I would say it's a gloomy day. Mm-hmm. Bro, you guys ever, like, Google someone and shit? That's a question I got for the people out there. The slideshow community. I don't know how big that is these days because everybody done unfollowed. But the question is you ever Google someone, bro? Anybody ever fucking piss you off in society, whether it be at your day job, whether it be someone at your fucking school, and you know they first name and they last name? I do it free. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I do it frequently. Oh, you fucking stalking people. No, I'm not stalking people. Stalking is when you Google them, find out where they work or find out where they live, and you go to their fucking house, and you knock on their door and be like, hey, bitch, hey, you know me from school? You know me from that day job? But, you know, I think a lot of people probably do that shit. I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one, bro. I know there's people out there that Google a motherfucker that piss you the fuck off. And shit. Yeah, they sometimes you gotta do that. Sometimes you look up their information. Bro, it's public shit. So if your name is Jennifer Aniston and you be like Jennifer Aniston, boom. Oh, swear that's where you work. Oh, swear that's your Instagram. Oh, swear you be over there at that strip club and you supposed to be married. Oh, damn. What the fuck is this? Hey, all that shit is public. All that shit is public. Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta Google a motherfucker, bro. Sometimes. You know, sometimes. I'm not saying you gotta fucking act on it and shit. Now, when you start acting on it, that's where you get into the doxing thing. But, you know, here's the thing about doxing, bro. Is, now, doxing was something that, in as far as I can, like, think about it, like, it was something that was done with the left wing, right? Sean King, the guy who's, like, a Muslim now. You know, this guy, like, converted the white who thinks he's a black. Why is Sean King and Rachel Dolezal not banging each other and making fucking like white babies? Bro, if Sean King and Rachel Dolezal had a baby, guess what? It would still be white. Oh my God, bro. We on a roll today, bro. We on a roll today. But anyways, he's the one that That started doing the doxing and shit, yeah. You know, like finding out where people work, and then, you know, it's one thing if you find it out, and then you'd be like, oh, okay, so swear, that's where that motherfucker works and shit. But and then it's another thing if you start promoting it. You know, I think you know, like you know, like that's a left wing thing. But don't get it fucked up, bro. You know, Chaya Rychik from Libs of TikTok, she gets so emotional. That she gets into left-wing tactics. And this goes back to, like, what I've said about the right and the left, where it's the same to me. You know, I mean, it's like, really, like, when you look at the elites and you look at the Jewish supremacy that's in society, you know, that's really the thing that people need to be opposing. But people are so, like, controlled into the right-left, like, ooh, those are liberals, ooh, those are conservatives, that, you know, I mean, really, the right and the left is really the same. I mean, they use the same tactics. They do the same shit, doxing. And it's accepted. It's accepted because their side is doing it. So, yeah. I don't give a fuck. You know, people get all fucking emotional. People get a death threat in their inbox. And they get emotional. Yeah. It happens on both sides. It does. Frequently. The things that they do, the doxing that I've seen on the left, you know, I see it on the right. Where people start posting people's, like, addresses. You know, I think it was, I think, you know, and bro, I mean, it's accepted. You know, that's why, like, you know, that's why I think it's, I think both sides are really clown to me. You know, I definitely got my views. I got my views as far as, like, you ask me a question. Are you for this LGBTQ thing over here? Are you for this gun control over here? Are you for it? My views are conservative, but when we get into this whole, you know, this, like, this tribal, like, oh, that's my side, that's your side, you know, and you're doing the same thing, there's really no, to me, like, there's, either you're against it or you're not. Because, you know, like, people will get right-wingers, will get doxxed, and then right-wingers will turn around and do it. And it's like, bro, what are we doing here? Are we fucking just, like, all in the same fucking bullshit-ass fucking people just, you know. It's like, you know, the say her name. You know, I mean, some people say that they were just doing that to be sarcastic. Maybe they were. And, you know, with the Lake and Riley thing. You know, the Lake and Riley thing, that was the girl from Athens, Georgia, who got killed by a illegal alien, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and you know, so they said to say her name, you know, was that like something that was done? Were they doing it sarcastic, or were right-wingers actually like wanting to do that and feel good about themselves? I don't know. But the things that are done on the right are done on the left and vice versa. It's normie bullshit. 100%, bro. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Slash of season 20, episode 48. So anyways, yeah, like I started the show, I was talking about Rod Beck. Bro, he was the fucking guy, bro. You know, like, you know, he was, rest in peace too. You know, rest in peace, bro. You know, you just don't know. You know, they say you don't know how long we have on this earth. They don't know how long we have on this earth. That's why you gotta fucking live life to the fullest, bro. Like the R&B hip hop artist says, you only live once. YOLO. That's right. Just don't get like that when you go, you know, when you do some crazy shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Some people have extreme fucking lives and shit. I used to fucking drink a lot. They say, why don't you drink anymore? And I'll be like, bro, because you realize what the fuck is going on. Do you realize what the fuck I'm capable of fucking doing and shit? Been watching a lot of movies lately and shit, and they drinking, and I'm like, whoa. If I was in that situation, it would be a fucked up situation. So the In-N-Out in Oakland, California closes. I don't know if you guys heard this news. You know, In-N-Out Burger is a West Coast hamburger chain. Very popular. You know, they actually cook their burgers. When did America go down? When did civilization... You know, they say we used to be a proper country. When did we stop being a proper country? Probably when they stopped cooking at the fast food restaurants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to fucking cook fast food. Bro, you remember that? Bro, back in the 50s and shit, bro, when they first opened McDonald's, they were cooking it on the grill, flipping burgers. No, you can't use that term, flipping burgers. Matter of fact, bro, this is where... Gavin Newsom is fucking everything up. See, it used to be like it was like a diss. Oh, bro, you know, you ain't got no, you're gonna be flipping burgers for the rest of your life. You know, that whole flipping burgers. First of all, you don't flip burgers. Burgers aren't being flipped. I mean, unless you go to In-N-Out or, you know, right here in the Bay Area, we have this other burger chain. It's called Nations. In my opinion, it is the best burger in the Bay Area. That's just one man's opinion, okay? One man's opinion. But you can't say flipping burgers anymore. Okay, first of all, they don't flip burgers. And secondly, the whole, like, let me discredit you or let me belittle you because you work at, like, McDonald's. Now these motherfuckers are making $20 an hour. Everybody is fucking paying super money. Super, bro, you take a family of 2 to 3 to a fast food spot in California, bro. Bro, you're paying like 40, 50 bucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, the other day I went to a grocery store. I got a thing of chicken, got some vegetables. I got a few other things for sides. I walked out less than $20, bro. Am I giving you life tips in California to go to the grocery store instead of fast food? Now, if you go to fast food, it's been fucked up for years. Yeah, you mean flipping burgers and shit. They wasn't flipping burgers. They ain't flipping burgers. That's why I like that movie, you know, the origin of the McDonald's. You guys ever seen that movie? They say, you know, they show that movie in entrepreneurial classes. Ray Kroc, you know, the guy that fucking took the fucking franchise, the McDonald's franchise, from the two brothers from down there in San Bernardino. Yeah. Bro, they say, yo, watch this movie. It's like they okay, so for those of you, there's a movie called The Founder with Michael Keaton. Do you guys know who Michael Keaton is? He played in Batman Returns. Man, there's a lot we could say about that fucking movie. There's a lot we could say about Michael Keaton and fucking Batman Returns. But anyway, so the movie is called The Founder. And it's been talked about as like a movie that, you know, people who want to get into business, people want to see how business works, you know, you watch that movie. You know, but really, the movie is about a guy, this guy by the name of Ray Kroc, who was kind of not doing anything. You know, he was selling things, selling machines, selling smoothie machines to fast food spots. And he gets in contact with the people who are running McDonald's, these two brothers and shit, right? And he ends up like fucking like taking over their fucking business and saying, fuck you. Bro, it's like imagine that. It's like, all right, everybody in our class, we're going to show this movie about a guy who had so much entrepreneurial spirit, and he ends up like fucking the fucking guys over. Maybe that's just the lesson. Is that the lesson that they teach in that movie? It's like, we're going to show you a movie where the guy is fucking the dude's over, and he takes over their business, and he ends up with the hot girl, he ends up with all the money, and he's Ray Kroc. It's a good movie, though. Yeah, I think that's a great movie if you want to start a business. If I were to give you a few business-minded movies that you can watch where you see someone make something of themselves, I would definitely watch that movie. I would definitely watch, now these are education, bro. This is slideshow education. Why the fuck not? In the slideshow education, you don't have to worry about LGBTQ indoctrination. Okay, so you watch that one. You watch fucking one of the best movies of all time, if you want to know about making something of yourself, is what is the other one? The other one was Wolf of Wall Street. Watch that movie Trading Places. The old school one with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd and shit. Mm-hmm. That's the one I'm talking about. That's the one I'm talking about. And, shit, there's a lot of them out there, bro. There's a lot of good movies that you can watch if you're trying to make some for yourself. Because let's be honest, bro. I'm going to be honest with you guys. College is a scam. Unless you're going to be a doctor, unless you're going to be a lawyer, unless you're going to be something like super crazy like that, college is a scam, bro. You spend all that money, you do all the, you know, it's a scam, bro. College is a scam. I think, especially like out here in California, you got to start a business. Yeah. But you got to see what's out there, bro. There's a lot of people who started businesses. I know people who started businesses. And, you know, I just think that it's becoming harder and harder for people to make it. You know, I talk to the postman all the time. And you know, he talks about, like, when he was, like 18, you know, you could do that. Oh, people can't fucking survive out here no more, bro. Bidenomics is all fucked. And, you know, the thing about Bidenomics and prices and, you know, you see gas. I mean, gas is expensive because of the gas tax that's in California. But, you know, these things aren't going to go down. You know, like, that's the fucked up thing. You know, if you want a very depressing reality about price gouging, you know, when you look at eggs, how much they are, when you look at milk, how much it is, these things aren't going to go down. They've already said it publicly. You know, the Jew that runs the Treasury Department, her name is Janet Yellen, okay? She's already said, don't expect these things to go down. Depressed. You want to depress yourself? Okay. There's a cliff right over there, people. Why don't you just go jump off of it? Yes. These things aren't going to fucking go down. And it's just unfortunate, bro. It's unfortunate because, you know, these things shouldn't have went up in the first place. Now, the reason why they're a lot of big reason why is because of, you know, of the economics of the country. You know, when you start sending billions and billions and billions of dollars to Israel and Ukraine, and, you know, when you start doing all this shit, then, you know, we're going to be in a situation. Would we be in the same situation if Biden wasn't in office? It's a good chance, you know, I mean, inflation was evident, you know, but, you know, when we look at the foreign spending, when we look at all of those things, I mean, you tie it all the way back to Ukraine. And then, you know, what's really fucked up about that is who was, you know, where was that money actually going? I don't think it was going to Ukraine. I don't think it was going to Ukraine. It was actually coming back to politicians in the United States of America. Democrats? Republicans? No, it was actually going to both of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know. So, yeah, I mean, Oakland is, they're closing the first In-N-Out location ever. Yeah, imagine that, bro. That's going to be documented in history. They say In-N-Out Burger has had all of these locations. They had all these locations that have thrived. Everybody loves In-N-Out Burger. It's a friendly spot, Christian owned. They got Bible verses on the bottom of their cups. And it is documented in history now that the place that they had to close down was due to liberal policy. Now, first of all, you know, Christian people, I don't know, because, you know, most of these places don't put their, well, unless you're a dumbass, like fucking Ben and Jerry's, but, you know, they've never like openly said, oh yeah, we're Republicans or we're conservatives, or, but we are under the impression that they are conservative ran. Why are we under that impression? That In-N-Out Burger is conservative ran. And why are we under the impression that In-N-Out Burger in Oakland, California, bro, they probably look at the Oakland location, they were like, yeah, get the fuck out of there, bro. That bitch fucking lit. Shang Tao, she ain't doing nothing to fix Oakland. Because during the pandemic, I don't know if you guys remember this. During the pandemic, In-N-Out Burger, you know, said to everybody in California, because that's where the communism was actually taking place, you know, the carts, you know, they was getting people like the Nazi motherfuckers back in the day, papist, please, give me a papist. They were like, yo, we're not going to require people to fucking show us a fucking paper that the government is, you know, like that's the thing about like vaccines, you know, like vaccines have like historically always been like dangerous. See, there's too many people in the left wing who are controlled by their political party's narrative. Now, first of all, like, I don't really buy it. You know, like, there's certain things that you see on political right, political left, where they adopt, like, these ideas and they adopt these fake stances. And, you know, like, it's funny to me that leftists became, like, a big pharma, pro-big pharma, because, like, in 2014, 2013, you know, before Trump was in office, you know, they were against big pharma. Like, they were 100%. That whole fucking Occupy Wall Street, you know, and they adopted that because of it was their political party's narrative. That's why, like, people are phony to me. That's why people on the right, people on the left are phony to me, because people adopt ideas and people adopt, like, stances and takes based on what is popular. But it's like, when we look at the vaccine card, when we look at the vaccine passport, looking back, 2020, okay? And we look at that in California, and just like the fucking, like, the nerve of people to be like, excuse me, do you have your card? And it's like, you know, it's like the old fucking like meme. My vaccine works gooder as long as your vaccine works. You know, your vaccine works gooder as long as I'm vaccinated. And it's like, what are we doing, bro? The entire thing was bullshit. And I'm just like, bro, I'm pretty comfortable with, you know, like myself, because, you know, I've never like sent myself like with the masks and shit. You know, we was going to stores and, you know, people were like, yo, you know, people were wearing them in restaurants, you know, people wearing them in stores, but I never fucking did that shit, bro. I never walked into a store wearing a mask, you know, and you know, people are sheep. And that is one of the most fucked up things that I will fucking ever see in my life, was the fact that the government was telling businesses, you need to check this person for this card because we're having, you know, and then people believed it. People really believed it. And you know what? You know what Biden did over the weekend? He did a speech. He was hanging out with Obama and shit. Now, these are fucking... Obama is like one of the worst fucking people, you know, as far as like being a, you know, we talk about war criminals, you know, these people on the left, you know, talk about Israel and Gaza and all that, but you know, the real war criminal is Obama. So, you know, the lie that Biden, you know, said over the weekend was the same lie that they said that Trump was like, oh yeah, he told you to drink bleach or inject bleach in you, you know, and it was just like a blatant lie. And this is how these people are, is they don't give a fuck. No, they don't give a fuck. And they have no problem lying to you. Like, these government is just like a whole fucking, like, it's just some evil fucking people. And I really think that anybody who wants to be part of the government, like, imagine, like, waking up in the morning and you say to yourself, and you're just a regular citizen, right? And you, bro, imagine this. This is why, like, I can't take these people serious. Like, these people who are, like, you know, like, we talked about, like, these political influencers, and they say to themselves, you know what? I'm gonna run for office. Because, you know, I'm gonna change something, bro. Imagine waking up in the morning, and you say to yourself, I'm ready to be part of the government. I'm ready to be part of that shit. God damn it. I wanna be part of that. It's an ugly motherfucking situation. If you want power, bro, you better fucking grow some balls and raise a family, and you can have power within your family. And then that is another fucking tip that I always tell people is be, you know, think less about these fucking politicians, okay? Think less about politicians. Think less about what the fuck they want. Think less about what they say. You know, if it gets to a point where there's another pandemic, yeah, you should fucking speak your piece. But, you know, if you guys are running, you guys are, if you guys are raising families, you know, that's be your own president in your household. Make sure you got water. Make sure you have food on the table. Make sure your shelter situation is good, place to live, et cetera, et cetera. Because, bro, it's just going to continue to happen. As long as you continue to put these fucking, like, put faith in the politicians, it's just going to happen. The former RNC chair, Romney, I mean, she fucking like took a new job over at NBC News, and you know, she fucking is just like, you know, she had to pass the interview test. She gave the interview test live on TV, you know, and she starts fucking talking crazy about Trump and this and that. And you know, it's just clown shit. You know, these Republicans, are messy, bro. I think they're more messy than the liberals at this point. You know, I really do. You know, they're because they're all like Not only are they part of the Juna Party, Jews, but they're just like, they're messy, bro. They're just like really, really messy. And, you know, we see it, you know, you see all of these, Republicans that are like, you know, resigning. Mike Gallagher, I think that was another one of them that popped up over the weekend. And they're just all fucking bought and paid, bro. They're all bought and paid. And Ronna McDaniel, you know, I mean, she was never like, you know, she's horrible, bro. She's horrible. And this is another reason why the Republican Party is a joke. This is another reason why you got so many people who are on the conservative right and they're not doing anything. This is the reason why that all these people are just fucking losers. They're just losers, bro. They're not doing anything. They're not doing anything, you know. They're bending their knee on the stances. They're talking about abortion. They're talking about, you know, everything, bro. You know, there's an effort right now, bro. There's an effort right now in the Republican Party that wants to criminalize hate speech against Jews. They want to do that. I really don't give a fuck, bro. If you're, you know, I really don't give a fuck what the situation is, bro. Because the reality is these people are supposed to be like conservative. They're supposed to be like close to the Constitution. And it just proves to me that Republicans and conservatives really don't care about free speech. They just want their speech to be free. And if you're speaking out against Jewish people, that's not it doesn't really fall in that category. Independent? Yeah. Independent? Yeah. See, I'm a free speech. I'm really a free speech absolutist. 100%. If you're a leftist and you have views that I don't like, I don't give a fuck. That's part of the Constitution. It's part of the Constitution that you are going to speak your fucking piece. You know? I don't think you should be disrupting traffic. I don't think you should be in the fucking thing. You know, I see these people, all these Jews, you know, with all these fucking signs and flags all around the Bay Area, and they're fucking like bundling it with some Republican Party shit. And you know, I just kind of laugh. I laugh to myself because it's like, you can't have these views of putting Israel first and then call yourself fucking Republican and you conservative. But yeah, I laugh. But I'm not here for silencing people. I'm not here for you know, that's just emotional bullshit. It's wild to me, bro. It's a lot of fucking shit like that going down. It's a lot of contradictions. It's a lot of bullshit. And really, it's not America first. You know, when we talk about constitutions and we talk about, you know, the Republicans that want to, you know, sign off on, and they've already have. First of all, it's not, okay, these things are, as far as a criminalizing, you know, anti-Semitic rhetoric, you know, you can't have politicians dictating what is hate speech and what isn't. You can't do that, bro. You can't do that. It's a slippery slope, because they start doing that, then they're going to be criminalizing everything. Bro, first, it's, we are so, like, past the whole, like, oh, Republicans, and no, Republicans are clowns, bro. Republicans are clowns, and you know what? There's, with Ronna McDaniel doing what she's doing, it's ugly, bro. That's why I say, like, you know, like, when we get past 2024, 2025, 6, 7. I mean, bro, I don't even know what the situation is going to be for the political right, because, I mean, Trump was someone who was supposed to be opposing the establishment, but now he's part of it. I mean, outside of Trump, if we were to start going, I mean, there's not really anybody that's not bought and paid to some degree, you know. And if there is, then great. That'll be a good situation. But for the most part, it's going to be ugly, bro, for the political right. It's going to be ugly because there's a lot of people, especially in California. You know, we talked about Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is basically rumored to be in Trump's cabinet. You know, Kevin McCarthy's going to be in Trump's cabinet. You know, it's just bad. It's bad if you're, if you consider yourself a Republican. And, you know, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's ugly. I mean, Kevin Kiley was supposed to be one of the guys. I mean, there's not one Republican in California that is really sticking to conservatism or Republican Party. You know, it's bad, bro. You know, Garvey's running for Senate. You know, he's in the election. He's gonna be in there going against Adam Schiff. But even that, bro, he's. I mean, the California GOP as a whole they've made it clear that they want to separate, they want to be away from the actual GOP because they are going to allow exceptions on same-sex marriage, they're going to allow exceptions on abortion, they're going to allow exceptions on everything that the left wants. And this is why Republicans are losing, you know. And this is why I go back to what I said on Friday's show, is that you don't want to expect politicians to be the ones that are going to be changing the culture. I mean, that's a direct way to do it. If you pass legislation, if you start banning flags, and, you know, there was actually U.S. Embassy has decided to ban the BLM flags and LGBTQ flags. They will not fly it at the U.S. Embassy anymore. And that was actually something that Biden signed off on. That's good. That's good. That's huge. that, I don't give a fuck who signed off on it. That's good. And, you know, those type of things are going to happen. Wins like that are going to happen. And, you know, we applaud that. We applaud that. You know, we definitely applaud that. But, I mean, when we look at overall, you're not going to see a lot of that type of shit popping off. And bro, I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to be, you know, the guy who's always pointing out the bad things that Republicans are doing. You know what? I hope I'm wrong. So, it's a wild one out there, man. Monday, can't trust that day. Slash Show Season 20, Episode 48. I'll check you guys on the next one. You guys have a God-blessed day.